it is 1st of December. For several days in a row, there was a pretty good internet and I could read the news about what was happening in the country on Facebook and Reddit. I found that the comments under them are more curious and more symptomatic than any news. You can check yourself. If a major Western media reports on shelling by the Russians of the civilian infrastructure of Ukraine, about the deaths of civilians, English-speaking users immediately appear in the comments who begin to talk about the fact that it is a lie, that the Russian army does not kill civilians and does not destroy cities, that the Russians not even occupiers and murderers, but liberators. The same news published by Russian media is receiving strong support from Russian-speaking users. These guys do not pretend to believe the fairy tales about that the Russians don't kill civilians and are literally demanding more blood. Every news about the bombing of Ukrainian cities, every message about the death of people causes them real delight. If these people are dissatisfied with something, it is insufficient in their opinion the scale of destruction and death. They would like a complete annihilation of Ukrainians, and they are really competing in inventing insulting xenophobic nicknames for Ukrainians. It turns out that there are two Russias in the world at once, completely opposite to each other. One Russia, the one that foreign admirers of Putin believe in, is such a beautiful country of proud people saving the rest of the world from imperialism, fascism, and other misfortunes. And the second is the one that lives in the minds of Putin's Russian followers. This Russia is bloodthirsty and unprincipled. It did not give a damn about ideology and values. It just likes to kill and rob. For its inhabitants, war is such a sport. This is how football fans sitting in front of the TV support their clubs, so the Russians from the sofa. And now is the second Russia that is real, albeit with reservation. Still, in the view of the Russians, their army is invincible and is engaged only in successful offenses and endless reprisals, while in reality it surrenders one occupied region after another, and Ukrainian partisans in the rear of the Russians slaughter the invaders like warm breakfast buns. The Russia of Putin's foreign lovers, the one that is kind and bright, has never really existed. I am sure that there have always been, and now there are people who do not want war, who believe in justice and in equal rights for all. There may even be many of these people, but there are still more of those who want war and death. The most amazing thing is that quite recently in Ukraine there was a noticeable layer of people who looked like these strange foreigners from Facebook comments. They also argued that Putin doesn't want anything bad for Ukraine, that the Crimea and Donbass he occupied are an old story that is better forgotten. These people had their own political parties, including those represented in parliament. They had their own TV channels, expensive and bright, the hosts of which told day and night that Ukraine was threatened by George Soros, the USA, gays, Democrats, immigrants, anyone but not Russia. After the start of a full-scale invasion, all these lovers of Russia and Putin either went into the service of occupiers or fled to Europe, the United States, or the rich countries of the Persian Gulf. The former are actively blown up and slaughtered by partisans, while the latter feel great spending Putin's bloody money in the best restaurants and clubs. If you meet such people where you live, tell them that no distance and no money will save them from retribution. Every scoundrel, Russian or Ukrainian, who served Russians will answer for his or her crimes.